I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now, a brand new week, a brand new show. Great to have you with us. It's Live and Local Now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. I love it. I love it when we blow into the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, Indian Wells, where the weather's always perfect, by the way. And I love it. I love it that we start a brand new week with a friend and one of the smartest women in Washington that I know of. She is Kayleigh McEnany. She is national spokesperson for the RNC. You see her on cable news all the time, and she joins us on a regular basis on this show, and I'm so thankful. Kayleigh, good morning. How was your weekend?
Hey, great to join you, Kevin. It was fantastic. How was yours?
Did you travel or did you stay put?
I traveled. I was in Cleveland, Ohio, watching my husband on the Orioles. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. And by the way, for the record, you are married to?
A professional baseball player. His name's Sean Gilmartin. So lots of traveling on the weekends. Get out of the swamp and away from politics and over to a baseball game.
And the only reason I recognize that name, is he a former Cardinal farmhand?
He is. That's okay. Right. He was former AAA with the Cardinals.
That is my team. So I remember him from spring training, and but that's good. He's getting a shot, and that's what we all love to see. Hey, let me ask you: while you were in Cleveland watching your hubby, the president was doing a fundraiser, and at the fundraiser, I thought it was interesting, and some people criticized him for it, but he went through the laundry list of stuff that he has accomplished in just a little more than a year and a half, and with less than 80 days to go until the midterm elections. I want to get into this because a lot of people forget some of the stuff. I mean, yeah, they love the tax cuts and they love more money in their pocket, but there are a lot of things this president has done in a very short period of time with headwinds every day in the media, the lamestream media. Can you talk a little bit about some of those things that this president can take credit for relative to the economy and just some of the other stuff that he's done just in a very short period of time?
Sure. I mean, he's done a ton. To think that we've had a complete reversal in the trend in the economy where, you know, we were hemorrhaging literally tens of thousands of jobs in manufacturing. And under this president, he's already increased the manufacturing jobs by I believe at this point it's more than 200,000. So just that in and of itself shows, you know, what a sea change that we've had. And when you consider 4.1% GDP, historically low unemployment for African Americans and Hispanics, and I believe it's approaching a 52-year low for Americans overall. That combined with wages going up at the fastest pace in a decade, and that's just the economy. That's not to mention the world stage, the vow to denuclearize from North Korea, pushing our allies, getting the EU to say, yes, we'll work towards zero tariffs and non-tariff barriers. Looking at the judges, the fact that we're on our second Supreme Court nominee, federal judges being appointed at a record pace. He's reshaped the judiciary. I mean, these are just the tip of the iceberg of what this president has done, and you don't hear about it in the media, so it's important for him to say it out loud.
And I love it when it sounds like bragging, but it's not bragging if you did it. And he did it, and that's why I think that's wonderful. Now, all that comes on the same weekend that a new CBS News poll predicts that the Democrats are on the verge of winning 222 House seats in the 2018 midterms coming up in November. You see internal polling, you see all of the public polling, and I'm curious, is that right? I mean, these are the same people that said Hillary Clinton was going to be president.
Right, that's exactly right. It's always hard to tell when we're talking about, 435 races. That's each race has its own nuances. You have to look at it in its totality. It's hard to just look at the top line and discern anything. But when we do look at the top line, it shows Democrats ahead by 4%. That was the generic ballot poll that came out last week. And basically, the way the districts are set up, they'd have to be plus 11% to take back the House. So I think we're in a good place. These races are looking good. When you look on the individual level, my colleague just pointed out to me, a lot of the people in vulnerable races are incumbents that have a history of pulling out victories despite whatever the polls say. So when you look at the micro level, I think we're in a good spot, especially considering the economy. But it all comes down to turnout. And, it's all about Republican turnout. If we don't turn out, the Dems do take back the House. And that poll in CBS is probably spot on if Republicans don't turn out.
I know the president, when he goes out and he campaigns for all of these candidates, and he says that in the final month or two of the campaign, of the midterm campaign, he's going to be out 5-6 times a week. Is it possible to nationalize House elections? I mean, you've been around this business for a while.
It is certainly possible. And, we at the RNC, we use our data to, use the president in the most localized of fashions. So sending him to Delaware County and Ohio, that's what our data showed. You need to go to this specific district. The president's approval rating is 52%. So we're able to place him in the right spots at the right time. But we're also able to look at and identify the local issues. I was just in a presentation Friday that showed, we're able to literally pinpoint that in a certain district, in a certain state, this kind of fruit product is really important to local industry, and to get our candidates to be able to articulate something and about as localized as a certain fruit product that's particular to the district, that just shows, how localized we're looking at these races and bringing national attention where needed, bringing in the president where needed.
Again, joining us, Kayleigh McEnany, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. The RNC and a bunch of other groups will be supporting races. What is the criteria? For instance, we've got a white hot House race here. Danny Tarkanian against Susie Lee in Congressional District 3, Nevada 3. How does the RNC make that determination? What's the criteria that you use when you say, hey, we're going to put resources into this district or that district? We're going to buy ad time. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
Well, first I would note, every single candidate from Danny Tarkanian on down to anyone else immediately when they become the nominee gets access to our data operation. That's $250 million data operation. Every single Republican candidate gets that, which puts them leaps and bounds ahead of the Democrats from the start. The Democrats don't have anything of the sort replicating what we have. So I would note that's immediately available. But number two, we look at the races. We have a political department that is able to look at the most micro of levels and find out how many persuadable voters are in the district, how likely they are to swing from Democrat to Republican. And based on that formula, we invest as strategically as possible because this is not a national race right now. We're not trying to win over the entirety of the nation. We're talking about a few thousand voters in any given district. And if it looks like it's a winnable race, we certainly have the resources and we'll be putting them in.
I know for a while Republicans were just annihilating Democrats in fundraising. Is that still going on?
Oh, it's still going on. Today, our July numbers came out. More than $14 million we raised. It's the most we've ever raised in a non-presidential year in July. That's right. So we've exceeded $225 million in fundraising. We are literally trouncing the DNC ahead by about $100 million right now. So we are doing quite well, and that's thanks to our chairwoman and the president.
No, that is absolutely amazing. I want to ask you about Brett Kavanaugh, because I guess the next item up for bids on the Price is Right is the Supreme Court nomination and the confirmation hearings. What do we know about the hearings? When will they start? And you keep your ear to the ground. Are we seeing any movement from any Democrats that they may cross over and vote for Kavanaugh?
So we're seeing a little bit of movement. We have now four Democrats as of, I believe, tomorrow. I know Claire McCaskill is meeting with him. We will have four Democrats who have met with him. And on Friday, several others came out and indicated a willingness to meet with him. So I think we're kind of seeing the tides turn and Democrats' willingness to embrace Brett Kavanaugh, which it's incredible it took them this long to get to this point. He's extremely qualified. No one will deny that. Not even a liberal Yale law professor named Akil Amar, who says, you know, there's no one more credentialed than this guy. So we're finally seeing some Democrats come around, but I think it's solely because they realize their political futures are at stake, should they not come around, especially those in red states. So, you know, we might reluctantly see a few hop on board, but that does not mean that they're an ally of the Trump agenda, because these Democrats have not been there for tax cuts, most of them not there for Neil Gorsuch either.
Kayleigh McEnany joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Who are the four or five Democrats we ought to be looking at?
So Claire McCaskill, you know, Joe Manchin is one of them. Joe Donnelly is another. These are Democrats and John Tester who have said, you know, I'll at least meet with the guy. But remarkably, Doug Jones, you remember that Democratic senator from Alabama, has said, I won't meet with him until after the judiciary hearings, which is just really incredible, because this is a seat that should be red, that we think will be red going forward. And to have that blue state senator really not even, you know, meeting with him at this point, it's pretty incredible. But those four I mentioned are the ones I think we should look at coming over, and maybe Doug Jones reluctantly in the end.
Do we know that things are going to proceed? I know there's been a move from Democrats. They want to see a couple of million pieces of documentation from his days in the Bush White House. And I guess my question is there anything that can derail this at this point?
No, and there are literally millions of documents already out there provided from his time in the White House, but also his judicial opinions. He has a multi-year history of opinions. So much information has been provided, and these Democrats that are demanding more are the same Democrats that refuse to meet with him. So I'm talking about the Chuck Schumer types who won't meet with him and yet are demanding over, above, and beyond documentation, above what has already been provided. So, you know, this is just an attempt to delay the process, but it won't work. Judge Kavanaugh will be Justice Kavanaugh.
And are we fairly certain that Republicans have tied down everybody that, at least on the Republican side, Rand Paul and people like that? Most of those people have come in for Kavanaugh, right?
That's right. And we're confident that the Republicans will stick together in the end. Everyone will be on board, and with maybe a few Democrats. So we fully expect Republicans to stick together on this one.
Kayleigh, thank you so much. As always, always good to visit with you. And you have yourself a great work week. We will talk again soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, Kevin. Sounds great.
Kayleigh McEnany, married to a Cleveland Indians pitcher by the name of Gil Martin. And he is. I remember him from spring training with the Cardinals. We went to camp with him a couple of three times, I think. Anyway, good to have you with us. Coming up, what happened on the Sunday shows? Oh, you're not going to believe it. And by the way, Rudy Giuliani was absolutely vintage Rudy Giuliani. We'll get to that more coming up. Live and local now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The 4th Annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. Get your tickets today at MorningInNevadaPAC.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Do you own or operate a business?
Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop! Real Mexican food you like! Ah, it's going to be a glorious day!
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know, sometimes when we're looking at what happened over the weekend, and by the way, the bargain that we make with you is that if you agree to join us every Monday morning on Live and Local Now, no matter where you live, if you live in Ely, listening on 1230 AM, Wyatt Cox at the controls, or if you're listening on 1400 AM in Reno and Sparks in Carson City. And by the way, we will be broadcasting live on many of these stations Saturday from 10 until 2, the fourth annual Basque Fry. And we've got the RV all ready to go. We're going to be parked right next to the stage, and we're going to have some fun. Megan Barth is going to join us. Rico Aller is going to join us. It's going to be a lot of the same cast and characters that we operate with on Monday through Friday, but it'll be a very special event because, Kellyanne Conway. I'm just blown away she's going to be there. Hopefully we'll get a chance to visit with her. during our broadcast. So at the very least, we'll hear her speech. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. So, you know, if you're listening in Hawthorne or Amargosa Valley or Battle Mountain or Ely or Reno and Sparks in Carson City, you will hear this live broadcast coming up on Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want you to hear, though, Ralph Peters. This is one of the more bizarre pieces of sound that we will play for you. And again, the promise we make, very simply put, you join us every Monday, and we'll watch the Sunday shows and the weekend stuff, Bill Maher and that kind of thing, so you don't have to. We're going to make it very easy for you. If there's something hot that's popping on one of those Sunday shows, we're going to have it for you. That frees you up to sleep in, to go to church with your family, to go out and do brunch, mimosas, and you don't even have to worry about them. That's how good it is. I'm going to go to cut one first, from a time perspective. This is Rudy Giuliani on with Chuck Todd. The so-called Trump Tower meeting, according to Rudy Giuliani, this meeting has been way, 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 way misunderstood.
Any meeting with regard to getting information on your opponent is something any candidate's staff would take. If someone said, I have information about your opponent, you would take that meeting. If it happens to be
from the Russian
with
government?
A Russian, she didn't represent the Russian government. She's a private citizen. I don't even know if they knew she was Russian at the time. All they had was her name.
They knew she was Russian. I think they knew she was Russian. But
well, they knew it when they met with her, not when they set up the meeting. You told me, you asked me, you know, did they show an intention to do anything with Russians? Well, all they knew is that a woman with a Russian name wanted to meet with them. They didn't know she was a representative of the Russian government. And indeed, she's not a representative of the Russian government. So this is much ado about nothing.
And that to me is the crux of the issue. You can drag Paul Manafort or George Papadopoulos or any of these other people into this thing. You know, we're talking about a 2007 tax return issue that Paul Manafort's dealing with. And again, the jury what? Still out, right? Okay. We're on jury watch in the Paul Manafort trial. But the fact is that this is much ado about nothing, and the time is running out. Like it says on the Open, the show Open that we use, time's running out. If indeed they want to get this thing done on or about the 1st of September, we're 10 days away, folks. Is that going to be it? Are we going to get a final report? Oh, and did I mention? We're going to give away some tickets, but we'll do it in our next half hour. Is that okay? In our next half hour. Yeah. Yeah, tickets to the Basque Fry. I've got bunches and bunches of tickets I'm going to be giving away all week, so you be listening. If you want to go to the Basque Fry at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville, make sure you are listening in our next half hour. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I told you how the most bizarre stuff over the weekend was from Lieutenant Colonel, retired, Ralph Peters. He was on with Brian Stelter on CNN, the media critic guy. And one of the things I thought, boy, wouldn't it be good to be sitting there with a mimosa and getting ready to watch one of the Sunday shows, and you watch Brian Stelter, and it's immediately negative, negative, negative. Ralph Peters said that We live in dreadful times. Dreadful times was the term he used in our nation's capital.
Well, the most dreadful part is that we have a president who does not respect our system of government, who does not understand our government, who's not interested in understanding our government, who believes that the Constitution is a menu from which he can choose only the most delectable items, who disdains career bureaucrats, who doesn't respect the Constitution. That's one thing, but the evil twin of that is that I believe, as a former Russia analyst for most of my career, and having worked directly with Russian intelligence services, I am convinced that the President of the United States is enthralled to Vladimir Putin. There is no other way to explain his behavior, and he perfectly fits the profile of the kind of people the Russians target. So when it comes to worries, you know, Trump gives us something new to worry about virtually every day, but it's important not to lose sight of the overall picture is that this is a distinctly un-American president who really doesn't seem to like America very much, certainly doesn't respect it, and he's a president who appears to be enthralled to a foreign power, a hostile foreign power. I mean, this is unbelievable to me. I could never have foreseen this. I was a pretty good analyst, made a lot more good calls than bad calls. I never could have foreseen this, to use a cliched word, this Orwellian situation.
When you sound the alarm the way you're doing right now, do you worry that it has the opposite of effect of your intent, that you actually scare people off or make them tune out by saying such harsh things about the president?
No, I don't worry about it, because I refuse to calculate what I say based on who it might please or who might displease. We've got plenty of that in Washington. What we need is people who will speak honestly and say what they believe and not worry about who it offends. I am just sick and tired of people hedging and hemming and hawing. This is a president of the United States who is a danger to the republic. And Brian, look, the only reason I am here today on this show or any show isn't because I'm enamored with the chance to be on television. It's because, again, we all need to do our part. These are parlous times. It is not hyperbole to say that this man and his henchmen and henchwomen constitute a real threat to our republic. We will survive it, but there is real damage.
First of all, correct me if I'm wrong. This president, a billionaire many times over. Okay, if you want to debate, is it $15 billion or $10 billion or just $8 billion? He's a billionaire. We'll stipulate that he's really rich. He didn't have to do this president thing. It has cost him so much. It cost him Celebrity Apprentice. It cost him, what, Macy's carrying his ties? This is not going to be something that's going to be a net gain for the president. Oh, sure, he'll probably write a book at the end. Okay? He'll write a book. But that's about it. The value of Trump properties, are they going to go way up? Probably not. Because half the people in this country hate his guts. It just doesn't make any sense. Now, the best thing to happen on the Sunday shows was John Bolton. John Bolton is a former UN ambassador, now the National Security Advisor, and was on with Martha Raddatz on ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos. George taking the weekend off, I guess. But here was John Bolton, and he literally comes out and accuses John Brennan of using classified information to bash our current president.
Well, you know, I think Senator Richard Burr, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, whom I don't think anybody could accuse of being a gopher for the Trump administration, had some very trenchant observations on Brennan's behavior since he left the CIA, and I think also on his behavior while he was at the CIA. It was my view at the time that he and others in the Obama administration were politicizing intelligence. I think that's a very dangerous thing to do, and I think especially for senior intelligence officials, career intelligence officials who come out of the government, to keep that wall of separation between intelligence and policy. And I don't think Brennan has followed that. And, you know, whether he actually used classified information, I think people will be able to determine. But I think that's a serious problem.
Are there any specific examples that you think he used classified intelligence?
No, but I think there is
a
line, and somebody can cross it. I know from my own experience in the Bush administration after I left, I was accused by a senior State Department official of criticizing the administration's policy on North Korea and using classified information. And it happened, he was half right. I was criticizing the Bush administration, but I was not using classified information. Had I been, it would have been a different story.
I assume that John Brennan says the same thing, that he didn't use classified information. Would you have been fine if President Obama had revoked your security clearance for criticizing him, which you did frequently?
No, because I didn't use classified information there either. I say there's a line, and I think it's clear some people can cross it.
John Bolton essentially accusing John Brennan of using classified information. That's why I'm so shocked. Not really, but kind of shocked. That the left would go nutso over this. It just doesn't make any sense at all. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Listen, the listeners have to listen from a point of view from a Hispanic born in another country. I've watched Donald Trump. I follow politics since the 80s. And let me tell you something. This, in my opinion, my humble opinion, is the first president with all his faults, he's actually defending our country. As a matter of fact, I turned on the radio a few minutes ago when you were talking about Brian Stelter was on there, but I didn't know who he was talking about. I swear I thought he was talking about Obama, not Donald Trump, because all the criticism he's been and the other guy who's speaking to him, all the criticism sounded just like it was Barack Obama,
yeah.
Not Donald Trump. And I'm very upset to think that there's still people out there that cannot just understand that Donald Trump's got a personality that we may not agree with, but you know something? He's doing the job. And that really sickens a lot of people. He went against the trade pacts, you know, the agreements with Europe, the Asian pacts, trade agreements, also with NAFTA now. I mean, I follow the Mexican news down there. They are very unhappy that Donald Trump's the president of the United States, because finally it's somebody's actually standing up for us. And the last thing, are you aware of some movement called Walk Away, by the way, hashtag Walk Away?
I have heard of it. I don't know what it is. Tell me what it is.
It's a big movement, huge. I used to be a Democrat many years ago, and this is exactly why people are going to hashtag Walk Away.
What it is
a lot of, many Democrats are going on the internet and stating, giving a testimony as to why they are upset and actually walking away. They're not necessarily going to the Republican Party, but they're going independent and they're realizing what the Democratic Party is all about. And as a Hispanic, I am so happy. And if you watch the walkaway movement, I would estimate, this is a guess, about 60% of the testimonies out there on that website are Afro-Americans, and they are very upset with what's going on with the Democratic Party. And it's amazing. Everybody out there that should let other people know about hashtag walkaway, including your friends or enemies or lovers, hashtag walkaway. It will wake up a lot of Democrats.
Hey, Alex, I'm going to give you another example. And this is not a person. This is a labor union. Laborers Union Local 872 endorsing Dean Heller. Dean Heller, not Jackie Rosen. Dean Heller for U.S. Senate. That is unprecedented in this state. And it's amazing.
It definitely is.
And that's why.
It definitely is.
Go ahead.
It definitely is, because when do you ever hear of a labor union going for a Republican? I'm not too happy with Dean Heller, but the choice of the other one is horrible. I can't even stand it.
You have just nailed it, by the way. Just so you know, you nailed it.
Yeah, the last thing I'd like to say, look, I grew up here. I was born in another country, but I grew up here. And let me tell you something. I'm very happy with what's going on with the country, and I hope everybody realizes that there is a positive change. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate the call. No, Alex is right on the money. And there are people that are walking away. There are people that are just saying, you know, I've been promised this and I've been promised that, but all the Obama phones in the world won't replace a job. I want a job. I don't want welfare. I don't want food stamps. Now, there may be a segment of our society that is perfectly happy with food stamps and welfare and that kind of thing, and they don't want a job. But I think most of them do. I think most would welcome a job with benefits, a living wage, and that's what this president is delivering. You know what I'm going to deliver? I'm not going to exactly deliver it, but I'm going to facilitate it. I've got a pair of tickets to give away to the 4th annual Basque Fry at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville. Now, you got to be able to get to Northern Nevada this weekend. But if you do, I promise you, you're going to have so much fun. Kellyanne Conway is going to be speaking. Devin Nunes, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of Florida. She and Adam Laxalt have teamed up on a number of different issues over the last couple of years. But I've got a pair of tickets right now, and all you got to do is be caller number 3. Caller number 3 at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number 3 will be our winner. Now, it's a simple deal. You be caller number 3, and you get 2 tickets. You don't have to jump through any hoops. You don't have to, you know, give me your resume or anything else. But caller number 3 will be our winner. And again, the phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number 3 will be our winner. And by the way, this is going to be so much fun. It's going to be Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. I'll be broadcasting live from there on many of these stations all across the state of Nevada, Hawthorne, Amargosa Valley, Battle Mountain, Ely, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Coachella. No, not in the Coachella Valley and not here in Vegas, but we will be broadcasting live across the state of Nevada. And again, one more time on that number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. And caller number 3 will be our winner. Yeah. Stick around. More to do. We got so much to do today. And by the way, Megan Barth will join us. She's going to join us not only here on the station now, like in about an hour or so, but she's going to join us at the Corley Ranch. We had so much fun last time. She and Rico Aller from Carson Insulation were so funny together, and they were just laughing. They were having so much fun. Yeah, Rico's going to join us. Megan Barth is going to join us. I'm going to rejoin you in just a minute. Take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. If you missed it last week, the Laborers Union Local 872, that's Tommy White's group. He's the business manager, secretary, treasurer. They've endorsed Dean Heller, a Republican, a union, a construction union, has endorsed Dean Heller. I think that's absolutely fabulous. Hey, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. You can do it today on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. We make it easy for you. That's what we do. Okay, getting back to the Sunday shows. John Brennan, this is Cut 4, says that he has no regrets for calling the president of the United States, the commander-in-chief, calling him treasonous. And he was on with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press. This is John Brennan, the former CIA director.
I called his behavior treasonous, which is to betray one's trust and to aid and abet the enemy. And I stand very much by that claim.
You are the former CIA director accusing the sitting president of the United States. It's not a private citizen. A lot of people hear the former CIA director accusing the sitting president of the United States of treason. That's a monumental accusation.
Well, I think these are abnormal times. And I think a lot of people have spoken out against what Mr. Trump has done. And maybe it's my warning training as an intelligence professional. I have seen the lights blinking red in terms of what Mr. Trump has done and is doing and is bringing this country down on the global stage. And he's fueling and feeding divisiveness within our country. He continually lies to the American people. And the types of things that he's doing, I think I need to speak out. And so I've been speaking out rather forcefully because I believe it's important to do so. I don't believe I'm being political at all. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. And many members of the Congress over the years who have security clearances have spoken out rather forcefully against whoever was in the Oval Office if they weren't from the same political party. So now as a private citizen, they're telling me that I shouldn't do that. I'm sorry. I just fundamentally disagree with them.
Simply put, John Brennan is a communist. How he rose to become head of the CIA, I don't know. This is a guy that voted for the Communist Party. I'm dumbfounded that this guy would rise to a level where he has access to all the secrets. That vetting would not have taken him out. I don't get it. Now, as is usually the case, and I don't have time to get to it right now, but I will at the top of the next hour. The best surrogate for the president is the head of his legal team, Rudy Giuliani. Yesterday, and even Saturday night, Rudy Giuliani was borderline brilliant, saying the truth isn't the truth. Now, even dating back to the campaign, the best surrogate, there were really probably two that stood out. One was Newt Gingrich, and the other one was Rudy Giuliani. Coming up in our next hour, I'll let you hear plenty of Rudy Giuliani because he really was brilliant. I'll also let you hear from that whack job former lieutenant colonel. And by the way, just because they were in the military doesn't mean there aren't whack jobs. It doesn't protect you from charges that you've gone over the edge. Colonel Ralph Peters lost his lucrative gig, and I'm told some of those gigs pay upwards of $300,000 a year. Is that right? Nobody's ever offered me one of those, but I would willingly accept one. Stick around, more to do. We are sprinting to the finish line today. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Monday. It is live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016.
One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.